I write and produce a show called The Handmaid's Tale, which is based on a book by Margaret Atwood. And it is a fictional show about a dystopian society that has taken over America.
Given all the allegations of the powerful men in the U.S., is this message particularly relevant today?
I think it's always been relevant. I mean, I think today it's particularly in the news. Certainly this book, The Handmaid's Tale, has been around for 35 years, and it's been relevant the entire time. So I think, you know, the issues that are on the front pages today were never far from the front pages in, you know, in the past. It's just now I think it's coming to the fore. I hope that the show is relevant, and I hope that it becomes irrelevant very quickly.
Yeah, that would be great. Do you think having this important message mixed in with entertainment is perhaps a tipping point?
I think that television in general is comfortable taking on more complicated issues in this environment. First of all, everybody is talking about politics and the world stage and, you know, just by dint of kind of how politics are going in the U.S. and also just how the world is more interconnected. So stories from around the world are in front of me and in front of the other people who are creating TV shows. And also the fact is there's so many more TV shows, you just end up being able to cover more issues.
How did you select this particular issue?
Well, the book really guided me towards it. The book is really about a misogynistic government, and not just people, but a whole political entity, which I think that once you start kind of parsing that apart and seeing what that means for the people on the ground, all of a sudden you start recognizing those effects with people in countries and even, you know, in the U.S. and countries that we know. And so you can see how elements of that kind of misogyny kind of at a base level translates down, not in the way that it does in our fictional world of Gilead, but certainly in ways that people experience and suffer with all the time. So I think that it's a nice warning sign of what's going on and what to look out for.
We know what to look out for, but the question is, what do we do?
Well, what I do is make a TV show. I think that there are people who are absolutely in a position where they can pull levers of power and get actual things to happen on the ground. I'm not one of those people. So I think in my role as a creator of entertainment, I'm just trying to accurately reflect what's going on. And when we do stories on The Handmaid's Tale, a lot take place kind of in an arena that the UN gets involved in. We just try very hard to make them as accurate as they can be in our world, and it's a television show. But I think that is the biggest action that you can take as far as a media creator.
Would you ever consider featuring the UN in any of your episodes?
We already have. I mean, we had an episode where an American flees to Canada, and she goes through the refugee process, and those people were supposed to be from the UN. And we were incredibly careful about our research, and we were incredibly careful about how we shot it so that it really felt real. So absolutely. I mean, I think the governmental bodies are much more present in our television show than they are in others. Some are fictional, some are real, but certainly we have a lot more kind of not just politics, but political groups like the UN, like the Canadian government, like the American government in exile, those kind of things.
Is there anything else you might like to add?
No, I just wanted to thank the UN for all their help and also for all the good work that they do.
And we want to thank you for bringing this very important issue to the fore.